You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
I thought today we could talk about recovery and balance. And I guess, you know, the last couple of weeks we've spoken about lots of different things that, you know, you can implement, and I'm trying to implement many of them into my life. But I guess the thing is, you know, do we sometimes get caught up in doing all the things? So we want to do everything and, change our life, in so many directions. But balance and recovery, I guess, is a really key part of that as well, because you can only sustain that huge burst of enthusiasm for so long. And yeah, you spoke about it the other week as well, about it's not going to be a quick fix, any of these things. It's a slow process, and we need to find the balance and sort of recover on that journey.
Yeah, we do. And that's, look, the fact that it's not a quick fix is really annoying. I mean, it annoys me. I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I've always been, you know, as a professional footballer, everything I've done hard, you know, training. And I'm a classic overtrainer. If I'm not training, I felt like I was being lazy. Mm-hmm. But the reality was, it was leading me to feeling tired, lethargic, run down, getting injured, and it just wasn't helping. I didn't have balance in life, and I certainly wasn't giving my body the recovery that it needed. You know, so there's got to be a moderate approach to this. And we did the other week talk about, you know, one piece at a time. So it's important to understand that a day off, now, when I say a day off, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, someone that's really sort of training at a relatively high level, to have a day off here and there is actually an incredibly good thing. Mm. To have days of lower intensity is incredibly good. And I'm not saying, I'm still suggesting that you know, you do your step every day, you do your 10,000 steps, but you need to rest. It's in that recovery phase that your body grows. That's when the benefits are really are happening around health and well-being, is in that recovery. When you're sleeping, your body is repairing and regenerating and renewing, you know. So sleep is a big part of balance and moderation and recovery as well. So you've got to keep all these things in mind, and having a day every now and then where you know, you're not as strict with your eating, and you do have a bit of cake, or you have a bit of chocolate, or you have a drink, is okay as well. You know, as long as, and I think the most important thing to talk about here when it comes to, I guess, indulgence, is it's not so much the indulgence that is the problem, it's the reason for it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find you're craving, that's an issue. If it's an emotional response that you're eating a certain food, that's the issue. It's not the food. Now, I think we've spoken about this before. Mm. You know, the food doesn't jump into your mouth. You know, that donut does not chase you down the street and jump into
Thankfully.
Your mouth. That would be a problem. We put the stuff in our mouth. So it means the whole idea of recovery and balance and moderation means that we are creating good, sustainable habits. We're not dieting ourselves into the ground. We're not training ourselves to oblivion. What we're doing is we're just being moderate, and we're eating well, and we're drinking enough water, and we're moving our body, and we're getting good sleep. You know, it's such an important thing to remember that, you know, life's to be enjoyed. Mm. And exercise and good eating just will help you to enjoy your life more. Don't make it a stress, where I think a lot of people make dieting a stress and exercising a stress, because it's hard. It doesn't have to be. It can be fun. It can be enjoyable. As long as it's a consistent, ongoing habit, it'll continue to give you good health and the energy that you need to do whatever you want.
And I guess that balance and recovery thing sort of ties into this. And me and my wife have spoken about this a lot. That, you know, sometimes you just have to say no to certain things, to sort of say yes to yourself. And, you know, it's okay sometimes to just have that moment or that afternoon where you want to sit down, read the book, and just relax. And yeah, if you've got the pressure of other people wanting you to come out and do things with them, yeah, sometimes you really just have to say no. I just need a bit of, you know, me time.
Absolutely, it's so true. You don't have to be on the go all the time, and you don't have to feel guilty because you're not being productive, or you're not exercising, or you're not out with your friends, or whatever. You know, our bodies really need recovery. And look, I tell you, honestly, I love getting in bed. I love my bed. I love sleep. It's the best place. And the earlier I can get into bed, I'm there. Because I know every time I go to sleep, I can just feel my body recovering and getting ready for a new, exciting day. And I love my life, and I love every day. So I want to be rested. And so yeah, it's a really important part of the, you know, the whole puzzle.
Breakfast with Pablo.